Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to correct a 4-beat canter. Now, have you ever seen the judges comment 4-beat on one of your score sheets when referring to the canter? Now, if you have, what does that mean? So in this podcast episode, we're going to answer that question. And we're also going to explain why the canter sometimes becomes 4-beat and show you what you can do to help correct the problem. Now, canter can be a tricky pace to get right, and it's often a big mark loser in dressage tests. So first of all, let's take a look at what constitutes a correct canter and find out what the dressage judge is looking for. So let's cover the canter variants. Now, the canter is a 3-time gait, so you should be able to count 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 as your horse is cantering. And there are 4 variations of the canter gait. Now, the first one is working canter. Now, the working canter is the pace that is demanded at the lower grade dressage tests. Now, in working canter, the horse works forward through his back into the contact with plenty of impulsion and jump, and the canter remains clearly 3-beat. Now, the second variation is the collected canter. Now, in the collected canter, the steps are shorter and more elevated than in the working pace, but with no less impulsion and jump, and again, it's clearly 3-beat. Now, the third variation is medium canter. Now, in medium canter, the horse lengthens his stride and frame to cover more ground whilst remaining in a good uphill balance and without increasing the tempo of the pace. And again, the canter rhythm is clearly 3-beat. And the last variation, the fourth variation, is extended canter. And the extended canter maintains the same 3-beat rhythm as in the other variants of the gait. However, the horse covers the maximum ground possible without losing his balance or frame. So as you can see, no matter what variant of the canter you are riding, the pace must have the same correct sequence. So let's talk about that sequence. So the correct canter sequence for a horse that is cantering on the left rein is as follows. So the first hoof to touch the ground is the right hind leg. And the next is the left hind leg with the right foreleg together. And then finally, the left foreleg, which is the leading leg. And then there is a moment of suspension before it starts all over again. Now, in the same way, if we're cantering on the right rein, the sequence is as follows. So the first hoof to touch the ground is the left hind leg. And then the right hind leg and the left foreleg go together. And finally, the right foreleg, which is the leading leg, and then you have a moment of suspension, and then the sequence continues. Now, if we want to drill this down a little bit deeper, we can look at the canter phases. Now, a good canter has 6 distinct phases. It's very similar to the sequence that we've just talked about, but it gives you a little bit more detail. So number 1 is that the outside hind leg hits the ground. Then number 2 is that the diagonal pair hits the ground. Number 3 is that the outside hind is raised, leaving only the diagonal pair on the ground. Number 4 is that the inside foreleg then lands on the ground. Number 5 is that the diagonal pair then lift off the ground, leaving just the inside foreleg. And lastly, number 6 is where all 4 legs briefly leave the ground in that moment of suspension. So now let's quickly discover what a disunited canter is. So the canter should always be united or true. Now in true canter, the leading foreleg and the leading hind leg appear to be moving on the same side. But in a disunited canter, the leading hind leg appears to be on the opposite side to the foreleg that's leading. Now, as a rider, you can detect a disunited canter straight away because it feels lumpy and uncomfortable. So, what is a 4-beat canter? Well, a 4-beat canter happens when the canter gait becomes irregular. So, the diagonal pair of the canter sequence is broken, and the gait becomes rolling and stiff, appearing as a cross between the trot and the canter, which is sometimes nicknamed a tranter. Now, when the canter becomes forebeat, it often goes dish united too. And in dressage, a forebeat canter or a dish united canter is a very serious fault and it will be heavily penalised. So now let's explore four causes of a forebeat canter, and we'll also explore how to fix them. So the first cause of it is lack of impulsion. So a forebeat canter is frequently seen when a rider attempts to collect the horse by stopping him from going forwards in a mistaken belief that slowing the canter will create collection. Now, as previously mentioned, the collected canter needs just as much impulsion and jump as the other canter variants. And when there's not enough impulsion, the horse tries to keep cantering, but instead ends up shuffling along in a flat forebeat gait instead. Now, these horses are often behind the vertical with an overshortened, cramped neck. And a horse that goes this way will be heavily penalised by the dressage judge. So how do you fix it? Well, there is an obvious fix to this cause of a forebeat canter, and that is to kick on and ride forwards. So make sure that the trot or walk that precedes the canter is active and forward thinking, and if the trot or walk is going nowhere, then the canter will follow suit. But once you are in the canter pace, kick on and ride forwards, and that is the quickest way to fix a forebeat canter that has been caused by a lack of impulsion. Okay, so now let's look at cause number two, and that is rider interference. Now, if you use too much rein to balance the canter, you are effectively riding with the handbrake on. And no matter how much leg you use, the horse will not go forward and you won't create any more energy. Consequently, you will end up with a slow, flat, lackluster canter that tends to be forebeat. So how do you fix it? Well, you need to ease your hand, keep your legs on but keep them passive, and use your body weight and your core muscles to keep you upright and in balance with your horse. And follow the movement with your seat, but don't push and drive the horse. Instead, let him find his own balance without your interference. Okay, so moving on to cause number three, and that is stiffness. Now, horses that are stiffed longitudinally or laterally are more prone to gait irregularities than horses that swing through a relaxed back and have a uniform bend around circles. Now, when a horse is tight through the back, which is possibly due to tension or poor schooling techniques, for example, pulling the horse's head into an outline, then the horse's back will be hollow, his canter will be flat, and he will most likely develop a forebeat canter and a lateral walk. So how do you fix this? Well, you need to take a few steps back in your training and focus on the dressage scales of training, especially rhythm and suppleness. Now, once the horse is working in a good rhythm and is loose and supple through his back, the forebeat canter should correct itself. So start by working in an active forward rising trot with the horse working from behind into your outside rein, and ride a large circle, encouraging the horse to stretch through his back and neck and to seek the contact. Now, don't try to hold the horse into an outline with your hand, because your aim is to purely to encourage the energy to flow forward through the horse's back. Now, once you have the horse working in that way, then you can move on to the canter and concentrate on achieving a forward canter stride. Now stay on your circle and lighten your seat to allow the horse's back to swing, and the canter should immediately return to the pure three-beat rhythm and the correct sequence. Now the last cause that we're going to look at, cause number four, is physical injury. Now sometimes if a horse has a back or a pelvic injury, he can develop a forebeat or a dish united canter. And that can be because the injury has gone unnoticed and the horse is in discomfort. Or it could be that the injury is healed, but muscle wastage has occurred, leaving the horse weak behind the saddle and unable to cope with the demands of a true collected canter. So how do you fix this? Well, your first point of call should be your vet. And once the cause of the problem has been identified, then a course of treatment can be started. Now, that may involve physiotherapy and systematic strengthening exercises to build the horse's muscle mass during his recovery. So to wrap this episode up, a four-beat canter is something that you must correct if you are to avoid scoring low marks in a dressage test. Now, unless your horse has a soundness problem, in which case you should seek the advice of a vet or qualified equine physiotherapist, then a four-beat canter is usually caused by the horse not working forwards correctly through his back. So to fix the problem, go back to basics and focus on training your horse as per the dressage scales of training. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our books, our free stuff, our competitions and our training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.